Warning: this program is not suitable for underage listeners because two idiots decided to use continuously explicit language. That being said, dear parents, lock your children outside the room that you are listening to our lovely show and enjoy our stupidity. Also, in every episode we're going to try to improve our sound quality and stupidity. That's been said, enjoy. Stay tuned or be doomed.
Hey all the listeners on Metal Brain Fart. This is Metal Harry of Mabuchir. We are ready to go on stage next year to celebrate our anniversary, 40 years of speed and rough and raw metal. And hope you like it. And this is Metal Harry. And I greet all the listeners. So stay tuned and stay metal.
Hey guys, one quick update. Today, like probably you're gonna hear, I recorded a show very stressful because my buddy yesterday that we supposed to record, bro, he had some problems so he couldn't record, and I'm basically after work. So the episode, it's gonna be me yabbling some bullshit, but hopefully it's gonna be a little bit informative. I'm gonna speak about two topics today. One is Matt Butcher. That's why I played this intro that Harry from Matt Butcher generously recorded for Metal Brain Fart. And the other topic is Muscle Rock 2022, because man, it's been a while, like 2 years, everyone know what's happened. And I hope you're gonna enjoy it, because hey, it's my single episode. So yeah, the other news is from tomorrow, since I'm recording today at 28th of not May, at February. From tomorrow, 1st of February, 7 p.m., that is like UTC plus one or whatever it's called, that time zone. I'm very bad with the time zone. I'm gonna host a brand new radio show at Vekans Metal Radio, Vekans Metal Band Radio. Or, yeah. Sorry about the phone. Off. So, and I'm very happy that Zed from the radio station invite me to have my own station there. We're gonna see if you like the show. Please let him know. So probably it's not gonna be just 1 hour, but a little bit more, and we're gonna see. So today I'm not gonna put pick of the week. I'm not gonna tell you how was my week, because basically I fell again, I fucked up my ribs and whatever. So before we continue, I have permission from Harry from Matt Butcher, not the song Matt Butcher by Destruction. Yeah, everyone know the song. I speak about the band Matt Butcher. He gave me a permission to play a song, or probably two, we're gonna see. And I think just to give you some example of their great music that they released in the 80s, with the song Children of Tomorrow, that is the last song from their second album. But more information, we're gonna speak about the albums, a little bit of the history of the band, how I get to a band. I'm gonna explain that after we came from this song. Like I said, the format right now is a little bit different. You can't see because it's audio format. I'm a fucking moron. You hear, I didn't play an intro song
I'm not going to play a break song and I'm not going to play an outro song, because I'm basically trying to release the episode, so you're going to have something to listen this week, and hopefully next week it's going to be a normal. I know that Bruno is also working on Thundering Alone, some other episode. So we're going to see if I hope to be released a normal episode that me and Bruno are talking nonsense, loose topic and whatever. But today it's going to be a little bit more informative, a little bit boring, because I'm not going to have someone to crack a joke with. And I think it's better to shut up right now and play some music for you. That's Matt Butcher with The Children of Tomorrow. band. That was Matt Butcher with Children of Tomorrow. So let's speak about how I get to the band. I mentioned probably in some of my previous episode. Well, I was a not a hacker. Fuck. I wish to be a hacker. I was a pirate and I was searching for Matt Butcher by Destruction. And fairly enough, I found Matt Butcher discography, and I was like, what the fuck, man? What is that? And as a torrent, the guys who know that, because back in the day when I start to listen to that, it's probably around 15, 16 years ago, we didn't have, YouTube wasn't so popular, and we didn't have like smartphone and spotty shit. The only music, if you want to have as a in your pocket, was like, if you are too old school, just with a Walkman with cassette, or if you have some money, you can get it on a MP3 player and whatever. So, like I said, I didn't have a smartphone till 2014. Man, that's 8 years. Cheers, guys. I'm drinking actually vodka and 7-Up. So, let's continue with this shit. So, I downloaded it, and because, like I said many times, I'm been into rock and metal music since I was 4 years old with Metallica, Queen, and whatever. And when I hear it, just blew my mind. I mean, it was like this old school 80s sound. You can hear it, and you can feel all that energy that came from the 80s, man. That was like band that I couldn't delete from my MP3 player just to make some space for a new music. Both of the albums that I found it was their first and second album, Metal Lightning Attack, that came 85, which actually date, bear with me. I don't have any information exactly when it came out, but I know it's 85. So, and the other one was Metal Meat, that came 87. So my MP3 player wasn't so with a big memory, and basically I could fit like 6 albums. Two of them was Matt Butcher, and the other one, two that I couldn't delete for a couple of months, was Cobra from United Kingdom. Probably someday I'm gonna make an episode about Cobra, but now it's about Matt Butcher. So I was yapping to everyone, nah, man, Matt Butcher is so great band. I really enjoyed it, and everyone, yeah, we know Matt Butcher's song, Destruction. Fuck off, man. I mean, yeah, it's a great song, but I'm speaking about the band, not a fucking song. Unfortunately, till probably 2 or 3 years, Matt Butcher was very underground and very obscure band. But nowadays, hey, you have Facebook, you have YouTube, you have... No, they don't exist in Spotify. But... Harry from Matt Butcher, he's the vocalist and bass player. He done very good job with promoting the band, to pushing more and more commercial about Matt Butcher. So, man, I'm really glad that he done that. And yeah, let's move a little bit forward. I moved in Sweden 2013, and again I keep paying attention of the Matt Butcher, have my handy dandy MP3 player and listen to music, because like I said, I have my first smartphone 2014, something like this shit. And what you can do when you're a homeless, reading book and listening to music, and man, Mad Butcher is a huge part of my life, I can say. I love that band as much as I love Metallica. And I, like I wanted to say, I tried to speak with someone about Mad Butcher because everyone asked, what band you are into? And I probably, you already know, I'm really much into a speed and trash, and I start to say, yeah, I'm into a speed metal, trash metal, yeah, some good bands that you know, and I'm like, yeah, man, you know, Metallica, Maiden, yeah, Maiden is new wave of British heavy metal, I know, I'm not a fucking moron, but I listen also new wave of British heavy metal and whatever, and I basically start to mention some names, and one of the first names that I always mentioned was Mad Butcher. And a long time I was searching for their merchandise, some vinyl or a CD and whatnot, but nothing, there was absolutely nothing, and if you find it, was like fortune. But thankfully, I'm gonna say something. Unfortunately, right now, at this moment when I am recording, I still have just Mel Lightning Attack, that is the first album, on a CD and a vinyl. But hopefully soon I'm gonna get Mel Meat and the rest of the releases. So. Man, I'm sorry guys, my mind is just jumping from place to place and place to place, but basically that's a story of how I get to a Mad Butcher. And around 2020 I received a friendship request in a Facebook. It was Harry, and I was like, who the fuck is that guy? Because, you know, it's normal looking guy, it's not, but it's like metal Harry, and I was like, I don't know Harry. So I check, and it was the vocalist and bass player of Mad Butcher, and man, I was like, what the fuck? It's almost like when I met the first time Onslaught and became a friend with Nitch and Jeff from Onslaught. I was so fucking glad that Harry, he sent it to me, not I sent to him, he sent it to me. And today I can say, unfortunately we didn't have like friendship that is like to meet the guy personally, just right now at the moment is online friendship, and from time to time we are live, we are chatting. And he is a really awesome guy, and like I said, I just mentioned I'm gonna do that show, and he was like, oh, sure man, just play what you want, and I'm gonna play two songs. Thanks Harry. What should we do? I'm gonna pause the recording right now. Gonna grab a cigarette, and I'm gonna try to focus my shit. So, in that case, I'm gonna play a song from Metal Lightning Attack that is called Zero Talk. Cause man, I need to shut the fuck up. I'm speaking right now nonsense, but after the song, I'm promising I'm gonna have some ideas how I'm gonna continue with Mad Butcher. Probably I'm gonna give you a little bit more discography info about the albums, and After that, we go and continue with Muscle Rock, because that one is also a huge part for me, especially in Sweden. So till then, you need to sit back after work, take a glass of something like whiskey, vodka, beer, and if you are not drinking alcohol, just enjoy a cup of hot chocolate, probably. I don't know. And enjoy Zero Talk from Mad Butcher. So after this instrumental of Mad Butcher Zero Talk, That is from their first album, Metal Lightning Attack. I decided to give you some brief history and some discography info. So the band is from Essen. They created 81 and were active till 92. The member that include this lineup before the reunion is just a second, cause Reinhard Goan on the drums, Robbie Borchert at guitar, Sidney Keller on guitar, and Harry on bass and vocals. He also have a band that is called Wild and Proud with Rolly and Reinhard. So basically it was Matt Butcher without Sidney Keller. I just want to apologize if I butcher some of the names. I'm not very good with the names, and especially especially with my shitty English. So they record their first demo that is called Demo 83, obviously in 83, Demo 1983 in 1993. So the demo actually have, well, a lot of songs, like 12 songs. Some of them came in the first album that they recorded 85, like I mentioned. Metal Lightning Attack came 85, and the song that include this album is Rock Shock, Mad Butcher, Right or Wrong, Night of the Wolves, and Zero Talk. Probably from side A, I can say definitely Night of the Wolf is my favorite, but I'm not gonna play it because just find the physical copy, buy it, and enjoy it. The side B is like Bad Chili Running, Burn It Down, Living in Sin, Spirit of Light, and Fearless, Heartless. For me, from side B, definitely is Living in the Sin and Spirit of Life. Spill of Light, I can say it's my favorite. Let's move on with a second album that came out 2 years after 87, Metal Meat. Metal Meat, actually, the cover, I can say it's remind me a little bit of Destruction Mad Butcher, but the thing is, because their mascot is really similar with Destruction's Mad Butcher, but here he is like having a grinder and grind some guitar. It's like totally 80s, man, totally 80s. And so let's see, there's no date. I fucking hate when I cannot give you some more information, but side A, Remember, Driving, You Can't Stand, Loser, and Flash in the Night. Driving is one of my favorite from side A. Side B is Free Wind, Machine, Hypnotize, Silhouette in Red, and Children of Tomorrow that we heard in the first song was Children of Tomorrow that I played. And after that, they split, I think, they have also one demo at 87 that is called Heavy, and it's like compilation, basically, in the plus some new song in the city, Thunder and Lightning. And that demo came 87. I think they didn't re-release it, repress. I don't know how it's better to say. And Just a second. I have a message exactly from Harry. So, here is the new lineup that is actually from the reunion lineup. Thanks, Harry, for the information. It's Rolly on the guitar, Rainer on drums, and Harry, plus one new guy. I don't remember his name, but this is the original three members that is on the reunion lineup. Then 2020, they release like a sort of third album. I can say definitely it's like third album that I don't know when supposed to be released, in the early 90s or whatever. But they released it 2020 and include 16 songs. Unfortunately, I didn't hear it. But some of the songs are also from their first and second album, like In the City and Run for Your Life. Zero Talk, Living in the Scene, Fearless, Heartless. This album, I think, is released from Stormspell Records. Yep, it's from Stormspell Records. The good news is that Matt Butcher actually re-released their catalog, and like I said, all that three albums, plus Eat the Rat. I think Eat the Rat is again like a compilation album. I'm not quite sure. But I spoke with Harry, and probably we're gonna make an interview with him. I don't know exactly when. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be after their reunion gig, so we can give you some more information. But you guys, if you want to listen more Matt Butcher, you can find it on YouTube. But honestly, just buy the record, to support the band, man. They deserve it. And if you're if you are in Germany around April, late April, like I said, 22nd of April, they go and play a reunion gig at Oberhausen. Oh fuck, I was thinking about Overkill, Oberhausen. No, it's Oberhausen or whatever it's called. So I think they have like 666 tickets, I'm not sure. You can follow them on Facebook. I'm gonna put information where you can find the band and how you can basically contact with them and purchase directly from them, I think so. And basically that's about Matt Butcher. Like I said, I'm gonna make an interview with Harry, or conversation is better to say, so we can have a better vision of their history. He can provide history from the first hand. It's not like me sitting right now in the fucking mail archives and speaking nonsense that is right in there. Who knows if it's how big is the truth, but yeah. So let's move on with our second topic, that is muscle rock. Muscle Rock, good old Muscle Rock. I really love this festival. It's my basically my yearly festival. Every year from 2016 till 2019, it's like four edition I went. The festival itself started 2009, I think. Yeah, 2009 And basically, it is like Swedish version of not Vakya. Man, I'm totally idiot today. It's a Swedish version of Keep It True. They have a lot of underground bands and smaller band. They also put a new band that is not so big. But some of the band that previously played was like Thor, Metal Lucifer, Sabbath, Japanese Sabbath, not the British one. And we'll play there. Roman, I'm very bad with the Polish names as well. So I'm just gonna say Cat with Roman. Unfortunately, Roman, he passed before 1 or 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I think. And the festival itself is like taking place at Tirolen Park, that is Alvest Vechu, that is south of Sweden. This year, the festival is between 3rd and 5th of June. Ticket price is like 120 euro. Approximately, because it's in Swedish krona, it's like 1,300 is extra stark $3 billet. That's mean like diehard ticket for 3 days. Ordinary ticket for 3 days is like 120 euro. Parking place is about 10 euro. Parking, they have also parking place for RV and like trailers, that is 30 euro. And also you can buy a bag of goods that is like 500. I think it's like every year they have this, you know, guys, this bag that you put vinyls when you're in the shopping for vinyls. This type of bag every year is different, different picture, different artwork is better to say, t-shirt and vinyl, because the last 2 years they put the vinyls. And this year, who gonna play? Let's see. I know girls who gonna play. Where the fuck is... Girls School gonna play, Alien Force gonna play, Omen gonna play their first show in Sweden, Internal Champion gonna play their first show in Sweden, Kate's Acid from Belgium, they gonna play their first show in Sweden, Mindless Sinner, Horizon, they gonna play their last show ever. Well, who knows, Scorpions play their last show 2010, but still are touring. Jameson Raid, Ambush, that's a new band, classic heavy metal, new, sort of like traditional new wave, traditional heavy metal. Mirror and Parish. Mirror is from Germany, Parish is UK. They gonna have a first show in Sweden. Diabolic Knight for show in Sweden, Children of the Sun, Alien Force from Denmark, Free Wave from Canada for show in Sweden, Satan's Fall from Finland for show in Sweden, Asonville, or I don't know if I said right, they gonna play their first show, The Night Eternal from Deutschland, they gonna play first show, Sandstrom from Canada, first show. A lot of bands gonna play their first show in Sweden, man. Heavy Sentence from UK, Gabe's Talk from the... They gonna... Road Rush. Man, it's a lot of bands that they gonna play a first show in Sweden. That's been said about... about the lineup. that is confirmed. You can check them at Facebook, Sweden Rock, Muscle Rock. Like I said, I'm back from work and I have a huge brain fart, but I decided to not skip a week again, and you deserve something more than another blank week without show. Like I said, it's a little bit different. I'm sitting alone and speaking nonsense. So let's speak about the festival itself. They have like two stages. One is, let's say, main stage, and one is like semi inside stage, because they have like, it's not like 10, but I don't know how to say it. It's like a open type of restaurant, and you can, and they have a stage there. It's quite big, to be honest. And as usual, when you have a festival with two stages, when the band from one stage finish, go to the other stage, and also you have some other activities like shooting on the bullseye or whatever, arm wrestling. You have a tattoo shop, and also you have a couple of record store that is coming to this festival. One is I hate records, because every time when I see Peter, he's the owner of I Hate, he basically take my money without problem. He always have something for me, some obscure band or some band that I'm interesting. So they're gonna play, they're gonna be there as well. The camping area is like a wild one. You can hear from death metal till fucking disco and and drum and bass. You know how it's on the fucking campsite when you are camping there. And really next to a campsite is one tent that is actually a third stage. They play a little bit less popular band or not so famous band. And I can say one of the greatest experience that I have was to see Dracula, my friends Dracula from Australia. They played on this tent and I think they're banned to play there anymore, because it was like a riot inside. All the fucking crazy metalheads was there, and it was awesome. I mean, Muscle Rock delivered very, very good lineup this year as well. Was 2019, and every year have something for me that I enjoyed. But itself, they don't have a shower nearby. Not nearby. They don't have a shower in the camping area. So the nearby shower is like a 1 kilometer, half of a mile, or whatever. It's not so big deal to walk, and it's like what, 10 minutes walking from the camping. But also, they have lake as well, really near to the festival area. So basically you can decide if you go to a lake to take a shower, to take a bath and swing a little bit if it's not so cold, because I think 2017 was really cold. Or you can go to a sort of 1 kilometer aside for a breakfast and taking a shower. It's like in the church, I think. I never cold air, because I'm gonna be struck by lightning or something like this. Different beliefs, you know. But once again, if you are interested about muscle rock, just go to musclerock.com, or you can find them at Facebook Muscle Rock. It's gonna show up anywhere. But like I said, if you like small size festival, it's gonna be great to visit it. A lot of they even have one documentary that came out after Muscle Rock 2016, so you can see a little bit of the vibes. And it's not only in Swedish. Yeah, they speak on Swedish, but also have subtitles in English. You can find it at YouTube. And I think I'm gonna do again a special bonus show or whatever after Muscle Rock, so to say how it was, if I have damage, because most of the time I have damage, like my liver suffer so much drinking there, man. I'm really missing the festivals, and definitely that's gonna be my first festival for 2.5 years, almost 3 years. Fuck. And I hope to see some of you guys there. And till then, I'm not gonna. I mentioned I'm having my show at every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Swedish time, or what is plus one UTC, whatever means that, at Vekans Vekans Band Radio. I'm gonna put the link for this as well. But since I have this show, I'm not, once again, I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna drop Mel Brain Fart. I'm gonna still making show. I'm still gonna have a good time with my friend Brew. And till then, I hope till next week. You can check us, interact at www.facebook.com/MelBrainFart or MelBrainFart Podcast. It's gonna pop up. We have some donation we can take at Patreon. You have at our Facebook page, our Trinkly. You can check what you want. And also don't forget to, for all of you that is in Stockholm, check facebook.com/clubfreaksmangel for news about which band gonna play during the weekend. And I think that's all for today's show. Like I say, it's gonna be a little bit shorter, but better to be shorter than nothing, you know. So yeah, till next time, stay tuned or be doomed.